AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police are responding to reports of an active shooter at a synagogue outside Detroit, where smoke is billowing from the roof. The Jewish Federation of Detroit is advising all Jewish organizations in the area to go into lockout protocol. Nobody in or out of the buildings. In a statement read on Iran TV, new Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei vowed to keep attacking the country's Gulf Arab neighbors and using its threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz as leverage. The U.S. and Israeli attacks continue on Iran. This man lives in Tehran. His home was hit by airstrikes. He says their goal? What can it be but to scare the people and disrupt their life? No member of military lived here. All the civilians' homes. We've been living here for a few years. It's mostly civilian. Ordinary people live here. The price of oil is higher. Stocks are lower. The Pentagon says the first week of the war has cost the U.S. $11.3 billion. President Trump is discouraging Iran's national soccer team from taking part in the World Cup. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the U.S. is the co-host.
The president says the team is welcome, but on social media writes, "I really don't believe it's appropriate that they be there for their own life and safety." Officials here at the White House did not immediately clarify what he meant, like whether the president's anticipating threats against the team while in the U.S. His message appears to depart from what he said earlier this week to FIFA's leader, who says the president assured him the Iranian team would still be welcome. Iranian leaders have already said it's not possible for the country to take part. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Virginia's Old Dominion University says a gunman is dead. Two people are hurt after a shooting at the school. This is AP News. The Israeli military is dropping charges against five soldiers accused of sexually assaulting a Palestinian detainee.
In an encounter partially caught on camera, the army announced the decision at a time when much of the country's attention is focused on the war with Iran. The leaked video of the abuse was aired last year by Israel's Channel 12 and purported to show an assault in which the soldiers sodomized the Palestinian detainee from Gaza with a knife. Israel's move to arrest the soldiers in 2024 prompted fury from hardline ultra-nationalists. I'm Karen Shamas.
A federal judge is ordering a competency evaluation for the leader of the cult-like Zizians group that has been linked to six deaths. Jack Lasota, a transgender woman who goes by Ziz, was charged with illegal gun possession by a fugitive after her arrest in Maryland. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.